Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show with us this half hour. Chris Caruso is here. Chris is he's the president of Caruso Stanton Asset Management. He is a CTFA, which I'm going to get him to explain that to us. That's the thing I was looking for. Many of you may have seen him on television. He writes a lot for a number of the publications. He's an expert on financial planning and retirement. His book is called Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. And he's our new friend, Chris Caruso. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Caruso. And the singer. You don't want to hear me.
Yeah, sing. I know. I said it right the first time. I didn't the second time. What does CTFA mean?
It's a Certified Trust and Financial Advisor.
All right.
It comes from the banking industry.
Right. So, Chris, we live in interesting times now, as the Chinese curse promised. And one of those things that's most interesting about our time is that is the way people feel about retirement, the way retirement is hitting a lot of people right now. There are a number of dynamics going on that are causing this. The economy has caused some people to realize that they're going to have to work longer before they retire. The baby boomer generation is a generation that actually probably doesn't, more than our fathers and mothers, we probably want to work longer. I'm a baby boomer. I'm going to keep working as long as I can. I like what I'm doing. That's part of it. There's so many things going on right now that's affecting the way not only we retire, but the way we think about retirement. What do you think?
Well, that's true. You know, in fact, there was a study that just came out this week that showed most, if not many, baby boomers would prefer to work longer than maybe traditionally you would expect people to work.
Right.
And I think that's a testament to, we're used to defining a retirement age really going back to the Depression when Social Security first started, and, you know, you would retire at 60 or 62
right.
or 65, and then, you know, within a few months or years, you'd die.
Exactly.
Just life expectancies were that much shorter back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're into our 70s, a lot of people are still vigorous and healthy.
Yep.
And psychologically, there's a reward you get from working. Now, I'm not just talking about the money. I'm just
physically,
talking about
physically, mentally, emotionally,
it improves
everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. So, you know, I think we're probably at a point where we might start redefining when we should be retiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree, and now there's another dynamic in this that I didn't throw into this thing, the way technology has changed the workplace, and the way 2008 changed the economy. You got a bunch of people in their late 50s, early 60s, that were basically have resorted to retirement, such as it is, because they couldn't find work.
Yes, that's another thing.
Those are the people, Chris, that I really feel sorry for. Those are the people I think are the ones who are hurting the worst. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's really a dynamic, again, from the way a lot of people were brought up about work. If you look at the baby boomers, for the most part, they've worked very long careers in the same job, in the same company.
Some of them.
Whereas the millennials, the younger people, they're switching maybe every 2 or 3 years. It's
yep.
not like they have less company loyalty. It's just That's the dynamic at play here.
Also, it also might have something to do with attention span too, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, right. But I think for the baby boomers, and there's another book, I can't remember the name of it, not one that I wrote, but it talks about second career and
right.
the whole idea of, yeah, you're going to work for a company for maybe 20 or 30 years, and then you're going to pick up another career. It could be based on your hobby.
Right.
It could just be based on an interest
that you
have.
It could be your own new business.
That's right. That's
right. A lot of that.
And I think that's when I talk to people who are, you know, in their late 40s or early 50s, and
right.
they're worried about, you know, what's going to happen next, that's kind of what I'm encouraging them to do.
And when we come back after these messages, though, I want Chris to get into helping you understand, if you are thinking about retirement, what is your number? How do you calculate it? What do you need? What can you expect? What can you count on from Social Security?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.